Hey folks, we're in Puerto Vallarta having a bit of a holiday. As you can see, there is a major cartel war going on here. We've got bombs going off. The local OXXO is on fire. There's a few people there look like they're trying to get in. A few gunshots. And this is happening over the entire length of Puerto Vallarta, folks. It's pretty crazy. Okay, there's a cartel guy down there wandering across the road. But there's still people. You look, there's a tourist up there just walking down the street. It's pretty nuts. Whoa, shotgun. It's all action in Puerto Vallarta today, my friends. Pretty crazy shit. But yeah, it's all action. We've got fires up here. The OXXO is literally on fire. Crazy shit, folks. Welcome to Puerto Vallarta. And this is, you're probably reading about it on the news in the last couple of days, but it's all action. We thought we'll come here to the to Centro, so you know, check out Puerto Vallarta, and this is what we get. So here's the OXXO, folks. Check this out. The OXXO. We were just there trying to buy water about an hour ago. Couldn't get any water because all the shops are closed, you see. Of course. So that's fully in flames. I'm going to go down here to the beach. Look at this. Look at this bus. This is crazy stuff, folks. And Puerto Vallarta is billed as the safest tourist town in Mexico, but there's been an arrest of a cartel head, and they're a little bit pissed off, so they've decided they're going to trash the main tourist town. And we were out here on the street last night going to restaurants and stuff, and it is packed. This place is absolutely packed full of Canadian tourists at the moment. You come out here on a normal day, there's thousands upon thousands of people walking along this esplanade, and now it's pretty much deserted. And when you look over here and you see, like, this is Zona Hotelera over there, and you see how far these fires go down. Like, and there's a fire, that's the airport, that's near where the conference was the other day. And you see those three things I was pointing out to you over there. See those between the sea hotels? That's where, yeah. So you see this here, all the way through the main section of Puerto Vallarta, around the other side there, that's Zona Romantica over there. You see the fires up through here. It's crazy. It's just nuts, folks. They have really gone full on with this. Look at this over here. This is the OXXO burning up here that you can see.
Oh, can you see the restaurant, Max? The restaurant.
Yeah, see the OXXO over there. See all this, that smoke? That's the OXXO. We were out here last night and was all pretty cool. Now, this is just nuts, absolutely nuts. There's a beautiful restaurant down here. And the reason they're doing this is because they're saying, well,
if, gunshots over there.
Yeah, if you're going to take our business, then we're going to destroy your main tourist town. That's their plan. So you notice a bunch of buses burning over here. All of this entire restaurant. This is a beautiful restaurant. That'd be the gas tanks going up in the restaurant. That'd be the gas tanks from the kitchen. No, that's gas tanks going up. And but where everybody from Puerto Vallarta has been ordered into lockdown from 1 p.m. today, which is about 1 hour from now. And I'd say the military is gonna come in and clean out this cartel activity. This is crazy, folks. Crazy. A nice Sunday in Puerto Vallarta. You can see up here, this entire restaurant looks like it's been burnt out at the top up here already. And this one is now being utterly decimated. It's crazy. See the smoke everywhere. It's nuts, folks. Absolutely nuts. But anyway, I'll leave it there for now. So as you can see, folks, this is still ongoing. And it's not just Puerto Vallarta. They've also attacked Guadalajara, other places as well, Colima. What this is about, they actually killed one of the cartel leaders. And so, of course, this is all contrived, folks. We've known that Trump wants to go to war against the cartels. By attacking major tourist destinations in Mexico, they suddenly make the place seem unsafe. There's a lot of tourists here at the moment. There's a lot of American drones in the sky amongst all this as well. This is all by design. This is Trump starting war against the cartels. And the cartels are saying, well, if you're going to do that, then we are going to destroy your tourist industry. You're going to find that not many of the tourists that come here to Puerto Vallarta that are here now are going to want to come back. It's very interesting that during the Anacapulco conference, which just finished, a lot of the Anacapulco speakers are actually still here. But during the conference, Mark Zuckerberg's yacht was parked out the front of Puerto Vallarta, which is very interesting. And this erupted about 8 o'clock this morning. The military have said that they're coming at 1 o'clock. And why would it take them 5 hours to take action? This is all so that Mexico will be forced to call Trump to come in and save the day. That's what it's about. The cartel has said that if their demands aren't met by 5 o'clock today, they intend to start breaking into hotels and just randomly shooting people and stuff as well. We've been told that after 1 o'clock, it's very dangerous to be out here on the street as well because cartels are shooting people. Actually, there's a motorbike coming now, I think, or it's going. That's okay. Because they're generally driving around on these motorbikes. You'll find two of them on a motorbike, one guy in the back's got a gun, and the rider just sort of does it. So there's an Oxxo down there that's been looted. One's been burnt out, but there's one that people have just broken into, and it's just being randomly looted by everybody because, of course, all the shops are closed. It's pretty crazy, folks, but this is, I think, the start of Trump's war against the cartels. And it's been designed to have maximum impact. But they're not just attacking Puerto Vallarta, they're actually attacking Guadalajara. They're burning, they've attacked the airport and they're burning aircraft on the airport, on the airfield in Guadalajara. This is a major cartel attack across the entire country, well, across the entire north of the country anyway. And it's been designed for maximum effect. So I'll keep you updated, folks. It's certainly interesting times here in Puerto Vallarta at the moment. But hey, it's kind of fun to watch the show. And I have no fear of any of this at all. But it's contrived. And this is about getting Trump to come in and intervene. They wanted to do this for a while, folks. And it's kind of right on cue, and it's interesting that it's happened right at the end of the anarchist conference and just after Mark Zuckerberg's yacht was parked offshore. So, yeah, I'll keep you posted anyway, folks. Stay safe if you're here in Puerto Vallarta. and enjoy the show.